always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. Several major wildfires are burning in Southern California, destroying more than 1,000 structures. Two people have been killed. This woman fought to save her Pasadena home.
I watered my house, and as I was watering it, some of my bushes started to burn, and so I put it out, and then my neighbor's bushes burned, and I put that out.
CBS's Jasmine Veal is in Pasadena, where firefighters are struggling with the 80-mile-per-hour winds.
You have churches burning on both sides. The church is butted right up next to the Chevron gas station. Officers are very nervous that that Chevron is going to explode because of the church on fire.
Meteorologist Craig Allen says the wind will likely help spark new fires.
National Weather Service radar has shown the smoke to be up about 15,000 feet high into the atmosphere, and new fires continue to burn. The embers are being blown over a mile away from the origination.
Residents at a senior living center were evacuated in their wheelchairs and beds down the street. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Wallace.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. With long winters in Wisconsin, it's not uncommon to hibernate and feel down. The American Psychiatric Association says that about 5% of Americans experience a form of depression known as seasonal affective disorder, called SAD. People with SAD tend to have feelings of hopelessness and decreased motivation to take part in activities that they usually enjoy. Even those who don't technically meet the threshold for this disorder may see spikes in anxiety and depressive symptoms. In fact, some scientists suggest that more than 40% of Americans have these SAD symptoms to some degree in the winter. Just like some animals in a state of dormancy to survive the harsh winters, there are similarities with us. SAD may have its roots in its ways we've adapted to save energy at a time of year when food was scarce. We typically gain weight. Research says that diets are their worst in the cold months, where we generally slap on an additional 1 to 3 pounds. Which sounds just like animals saving up food to store fat for hibernation, doesn't it? And our bodies also slow down. We tend to stay inside more, which leaves hardly any exposure to sunlight, bringing our bodies lower levels of serotonin, which that plays a key role in our moods. So take that walk outside on sunny days. Or experts say to invest in light therapy. Using a serotonin bulb is believed to regulate feelings of happiness and anxiety. And health experts are warning Wisconsin residents that they expect to see a spike in respiratory viruses this winter. Lisa Hale has more.
The state has already seen an elevated number of norovirus and whooping cough cases this year, but the flu rate has remained steady with the last year's numbers despite declining vaccination rates. RSV cases are also low, but they're starting to increase. Health officials say that especially after the holidays, respiratory viruses could see spikes after residents traveled to see friends and family while remaining mostly indoors.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Bucks and the San Antonio Spurs tonight at Fiserv Forum. Head coach Doc Rivers says Giannis Antetokounmpo continues to amaze him with his style of play.
Giannis' athletic ability, he's one dribble away from a dunk. If you don't come, he's going to score. If you do come, he's going to pass. I think it's really helped him see the floor, and that's been good for us.
College Hoops, number 7th ranked Marquette, down 14 points with a comeback win over Georgetown, 74-66. College football, Badgers defensive back Xavier Lucas. In a dispute with the team, Lucas wants to enter the transfer portal. The university claims he signed an agreement to remain at Wisconsin. The freshman has now hired a law firm based in Miami, Florida. NFL, the Packers installing the game plan for Sunday's matchup against the Eagles. What's the concern after losing back-to-back to the Vikings and then the Bears?
Trying to make sure that everyone's still together. Offense, defense. We get a chance to go to Philly and win on their turf.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Mostly cloudy and cold today, with high temperatures only reaching the upper teens. With partly cloudy skies tonight, we plummet to the single digits. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun, clouds, and warmer temperatures reaching the mid-20s. But light snow does move in by night.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 19.
The morning show on WFHR. It's comedy?
I think for me, one of the quick ones that I have is like telling time on an analog clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it takes me a minute.
It takes me a minute.
That was funny. At least groan worthy. At least groan worthy.
I needed a minute for it to sink in.
No, that was funny. That's good.
Every weekday morning from 8 to 10, only on 97.5 FM, WFHR.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll take a look at what's to come in the 119th Congress. What issues are important to you and what's realistic to get done? Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, January 8th, 2025. Have your host, James J. Maloff, here at 4:30. We're going to welcome in our friends from Encourage. We got Kim Shields joining us, and we're going to talk with Wisconsin Area Habitat for Humanity. Cannot wait to talk about that. Very timely and going to be a great interview. Always a great interview talking with our friends. Family, really. Family Natural Foods is joining us right now. Stephen and Katrina Hintner. Hello, gang. How are we?
Hello.
Hey.
Good to have you guys with us. First one of the year. Just realized that. That's
happy
fun.
Happy to be here.
Happy New Year to you and yours.
What took
so long? It seemed like it took a while. It took a while.
It's been a new year for a while now, it feels like. It's going quick.
We appreciate you all being here and certainly appreciate what Family Natural Foods does for our community and in our community and even here at our radio station. Buy local, support local. Keep that in mind, everybody. And let's dive right into what's happening over at the shop.
Yeah, of course. It's always fun to dive into it as a new year and new energy is coming. Mm-hmm. But let's highlight some presentations we have coming up first, because I like to get the calendar stuff out of the way. Yeah. Then we can chat about
get
other
details. Get your calendar out. Get your pen. Katrina's going to give you the dates. Mm-hmm.
Just find that calendar.
Yep.
So for this early season of 2025 presentations, we got some good ones coming up. So on February 18th at 5:15, we have Liza with Prawn Room Essential Oils. We've been talking about this, so I'm not going to labor it very much, but she's incredible. She is so knowledgeable. She's going to guide us through how to use essential oils in a whole different way than you've been thinking about. And you get to smell it, the room. I mean, when you're done, that room smells so good.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, if you're going to only come to one presentation that you can get to in person, like the Pranaram essential oil one is the one to do, because you get to feel these oils. You get to smell them. You get to try them on your skin. You get to learn techniques of how to utilize them. And a lot of these you couldn't do just listening to. Mm-mm. You could watch a YouTube video, but you're not going to smell a YouTube video.
No, you're not going to smell that.
No smell-o-vision with this.
Yeah. Really haven't figured out that technology yet.
Nope.
And then the other thing I'll just tell people, another reason to put on your calendar, is she'll usually give out a decent amount of stuff. Kind of go home with some free samples. And last year I was kind of like, man, I was like $20-$30 worth of stuff she just gave me.
She was incredibly generous last year, which is wonderful.
Yeah. And what's the date of that one again?
So it's February 18th at 5:15, and you will not want to miss that one. A couple other ones we have, we just got on the docket, is March 13th at 5:15. We're going to have Brian with, he's the CEO of True Grace supplement line, which is in the Milwaukee area. And he's going to talk about foundational health. So, right, how we can better our own health, which is great going in the new year, but really the foundational steps that we need. So it's a great way to break it down. Let me just focus this way. And I love our mother. I love you, Mom, if you're listening.
Awesome.
Her husband, our father, Michael Hintner, is a very routine-based guy. He's been taking supplements his whole life.
By the handful.
And our mother is she's this spontaneous soul and not as routine-based. And so taking supplements for her is just I'll get to that later, or whatever, when I need it kind of thing. And even if my dad sets it out for her, she still sometimes doesn't do that. But anyways, she went to Brian's presentation last year, and I don't know, Brian has the magic. He's got the magic because Barb Hittner was like determined to follow his routine and rhythm because she's like, that is not too much. It's not overwhelming. It's my base, and that makes sense.
I need a good foundation. And she's still doing it. She's like really stuck to it. Like, I think this might be the longest continuous time, and it's like over a year now almost that she's been doing this. So like, I think the lesson from that in particular is that Brian is very compelling.
Yes.
And every time I talk to Brian or I'm at a presentation with him, I always learn something. And that's coming from somebody who is doing this job every day.
Mm-hmm.
He really gets into all the details of what's going on with the natural food industry. And there's so much stuff that's kind of just garbage out there, you know, and that kind of disenfranchises people.
Mm-hmm.
And listening to him, you're like, actually, there's potential out there.
There's hope.
And these guys are doing it right. And they've kind of sorted through all the chaos for me. They explain it to you.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of say, like, this is what you need to look for. And he talks about how much effort he put into figuring these things out and getting it right. And I really appreciate the time and effort that he put into. Like, it's really a passion. Like, it sounds like we're talking about a company who's just trying to sell us things, mm-hmm. but this is a family-owned company.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't really need to do this. They had other jobs, but they saw a need for this, and it's really a passion project. You come to the presentation, you'll see it.
Yeah, so that one's going to be March 13th at 5:15. And then our last one, just to put on the books, it's in April. The date is to be determined, but it's going to be spring cleaning and low waste. So there's a friend of ours, Rubina, and she owns a shop called Process in Stevens Point, and it's like a low waste bulk refillable station. And this is something that we've been wanting to do. So think like you want to get your powdered laundry or your hand soap or your cleaning like supply spray.
You just want to refill it. You don't need to buy a new plastic container
every
time.
We don't need more plastic in this world. So these like beautiful glass containers, or you can use those plastic containers you've already had that are at home.
Yeah, refill them.
You can reuse them and refill them. So the concept is like a refillery, essentially. Like you're going to refill those containers and you're going to end up, you know, saving the environment. It's going to be more cost effective. It's going to be better for your home, cleaner, the things.
Very natural, like very clean ingredients, very simple.
Mm-hmm.
And we've started to sell these at our store. And so we've started with the bottles, but soon we're going to roll out the bulk thing so you can refill them. And it's been something we've been working on for a while now, and it's really exciting. So she'll really kickstart this and talk about, you know, what to look for in natural cleaning, because that's another buzzword, like natural cleaning. And I don't know, sometimes I'll open natural cleaning products like Mrs. Meyer's and stuff, and I'll be like, why does this smell like perfume? Like, mm-hmm. the smell is not natural. Mm-hmm. Something's not natural in this. So you know, this is another topic that like you kind of got to figure out like what's the good quality natural products. And some of these, especially when you can refill a bottle, you're saving money. It's actually not more expensive. A lot of people are like, oh, I can't do the natural. It's too expensive. Yeah. It's like, no, this is actually saving you money.
With some communities, they get away with these kind of things at times. But the natural community, if you will, and that's really all of us as consumers.
Sure.
But more and more people are looking for these products. And it all started with food, of course, but it's gone and, you know, branched off to all these other things. The thing that I hear, and we've done this on the morning show and talked about this subject more and more, Melissa and I especially, one of the things that seems to hold people back is just having the option or the information to know how to do these things. Hey, I'd love to use some of these detergents or some of that. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah,
I don't know where to begin.
I think she'll get into that too.
Having something local nearby and a resource that you can just straight up ask the questions to, that could lead to like big change when it comes to that.
Absolutely. The
even
action
a little
steps.
Change would help. Mm-hmm. Anything helps. That's really cool. That's a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
Her company as well, the presentation as well as what she's doing.
Yeah, she's doing really neat things up in the Stevens Point area for sure. So those are the ones coming up, but we want to do a recap on Stephen's awesome presentation that he did yesterday on Ayurvedic medicine. So, Stephen, can you give us like...
Yeah, this is a hard one to recap.
This is a hard one to recap, but if for anyone that missed it, hopefully I can get up to do it next year again or this fall.
Maybe
but
we can do it on the radio sometime.
It was so good.
Yeah, we could definitely do it on the radio. We'll need probably closer to an hour. But yeah, like the idea of Ayurvedic medicine is it's a traditional medicine system. Much like Chinese medicine, but Ayurvedic medicine comes from India. And it's rooted in tradition and proven by time and its own science, really. It's its own science. A lot of people think of this as, it's not folk medicine, it's not, you know, kitchen medicine. This they have large volumes of books written about this. There's, you know, doctors that study for, you know, over 5 years to become Ayurvedic doctors. So it's really fascinating stuff, and it gives you another toolbox to assess your own health and body. And that's what we were talking about last night, is how do you find out, you know, what your body's strengths and weaknesses mm-hmm. are, and then what can we do with that knowledge? And so that's what we went through, is talking about kind of teaching people how they could figure out who they are mm-hmm. within Ayurvedic medicine, and then what that information can help them with. So I'd say that's the recap in a nutshell.
Yeah. I imagine one of the things you even got into was the definition of what this is.
Yeah.
I think that for a lot of people, just even learning some of that, and again, similar to what we were just talking about, straight up source, a trusted source, being able to just hear that information or ask questions in yeah. person, it's part of the beauty of these presentations.
Yeah. Yeah.
So we've had a lot of people at these presentations too. A lot of people are regulars now.
We see them every time. Yeah, we have some regulars, which is really great.
It's really fun. It's taken us a little time to kickstart this back up since COVID. But last night we had a bunch of chairs out, but we're like adding more chairs. Mm-hmm. People were still coming in. They're having to sit close to everybody because pretty much every seat was filled. Mm-hmm. So yeah, if you're interested in these talks, come to them and maybe get there a little bit early.
They're fun for sure.
We will be promoting them as well and making sure that you get a good attendance, a good turnout for these
thank
things.
You. Thank you.
Yeah. We're speaking with Stephen and Katrina Hittner from Family Natural Foods. Where do you want to go next?
So, right, it's the new year. Let's talk a little bit new year. We may do this again in another segment or two as well, but let's highlight that a little bit. You know, there's a new year, new you. A lot of us come up with resolutions, but again, James, Stephen, and I have talked before. It doesn't have to be a new year to do that. Mm-hmm. You can start that at any point. And, you know, Family Natural Foods is there to help or guide along the way, whether, you know, you want to look at it more with how you're eating, how you're moving, you know, diet,
exercise,
you yeah. know, there's different ways we can kind of help or guide or be a community resource in general. But let's take the journey to, should we do a little liver health?
Yeah. Liver health is always important. Mm-hmm. You get through the holidays.
especially, you know, coming out of the holidays.
There's kind of two things that are taxing on the liver. Everybody knows about alcohol. Mm-hmm. That's taxing on the liver. Tends to be consumed a little heavier in the holiday yeah. season.
What? You spiked your eggnog?
Yeah.
I never heard of such a thing. Yes, yes, I did. Yes,
but,
yes.
You know, even if you don't, even if you're not somebody who drinks alcohol, good for you. And that's great. But there's also sugar. Mm-hmm. And there's this increasingly common disease that I'd never heard of years ago, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. Mm. And one of the main things that contributes to non-alcoholic fatty liver disease is sugar. And our overconsumption of sugar. And certainly, I think almost all of us overconsume sugar in the last month or so. Mm-hmm. And Katrina and I were just noticing there's a lot of folks coming in kind of looking for liver support products. You know, and good for them. They kind of have that intuition about mm-hmm. them. Mm-hmm. And it's never a bad idea to support your liver. I know, like, our grandmother, she had a heart defect. Mm-hmm. And because of that, she had to take certain medications mm-hmm. for her heart. She was born with that. And at one point her doctor said, oh, your liver numbers are getting high. So there's another way that your liver mm-hmm. can be kind of abused, mm-hmm. so to speak, is through pharmaceutical medications, mm-hmm. which you may need to take. And so her doctor was concerned that he'd have to take her off these medications or change them or something. But they were working well for her. And he said, you know, he said he was concerned about it. Let's look again on the next mm-hmm. blood work. And so my grandmother told my dad, Mike Hittner, and he said, oh, I've got a solution for that. You just need some milk thistle. And that's the classic thing, well-researched, used yep. in Europe. You get the standardized extract. You got to get good quality ones. You yep. can't take it as a tea, standardized extract in capsules. Anyways, long story short, she took this starting then, and the next time she went in for blood work, everything was fine. The doctor didn't even talk about it because, you know, it wasn't a thing, right?
Oh, wow.
And she never had a problem with her liver numbers again, you know, years and years after taking these same medications. And so, you know, supporting the liver is an important thing. It's a very important organ in our body. There's a TED talk I watched about the liver, and it was fascinating.
Yes.
I should have watched that again before this talk, because maybe I'll bring it back sometime.
There's it was so, a while ago, but I remember seeing
yeah,
some of it, too.
You can find it on YouTube. But, it, yeah, like, there's so much the liver does, and it's one of these organs. It takes care of a lot of the waste. Mm-hmm. And whenever we talk about waste, nobody really wants to talk about it, right? Mm-hmm. Nobody wants to talk about garbage, you know, sewer. Yeah. You know,
we just
goodness,
want to consume and enjoy you know, that part, yeah, not the yeah. what happens
don't
afterwards.
Don't think about that part. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, but so, like, liver health is really paramount, and especially if you've got some of these underlying, you know, numbers that are creeping up, you know, in your you got any issue with fatty liver or whatever, there's really easy natural solutions. And I think three of them that I love is milk thistle, which we just mentioned. Mm-hmm. Another one that would be great is N-acetyl L-cysteine, mm-hmm. Which NAC got really popular during COVID because it was it helps with lung health. Mm-hmm. So, you know, not a bad one to take this time of year, right? Mm-hmm. The other thing that NAC does, it helps boost your body's antioxidant levels. And it's not expensive. It's relatively mm-hmm. reasonable. So NAC, a no-brainer to me. The third one that I'd probably mention is andrographis. It's not as popular as known of an herb, especially for liver health, but it's great for immune health. Also helps with joint health. There's a lot of benefits to andrographis.
Yes.
Terry Lemeron of Terry Naturally has really gotten into andrographis. He's put it on the map, I think. Because of all the benefits, but it's one of the most powerful liver herbs.
And it happens to be an Ayurvedic herb.
It is an Ayurvedic mm-hmm. herb. Yeah, exactly.
So it comes from India.
And it's great for the immune system. So great time of year to try that one out. Mm-hmm. And we have we have Terry's liver formula on sale, which has andrographis in it, of course, and our own liver formula, which has the NAC and the mm-hmm. milk thistle in it. And some other, what else is in that one?
It has a lot of other great ones that I like too, like artichoke, which is really good for helping and supporting the liver, and turmeric. I think we forget about that, but like turmeric yeah. is so good for right inflammation everywhere, yes. but this is going to target it to the liver and support the liver's natural detoxification process. And then some more like herbalist herbs, right? We think of dandelion as a weed, but it is amazing for your health. Mm-hmm. But dandelion is really good for cleansing the blood, helping the liver.
Yeah.
Burdock, again, great for cleansing the blood and the liver. And yarrow. A lot of these herbs they're going to help support the liver, but they're also going to help move it out of the liver too. So, right, it's yeah. moving through different areas in your body. But that one's a really great one that we happen to have on sale this month as well.
Hmm. Yeah, really cool formula.
With so much focus when it comes to the liver, you hit it on the head. We think yeah. of alcohol, and let's be honest, here in Wisconsin especially, yeah. With the culture yeah. the way it is and everything. Mm-hmm. I've never been much of a drinker, and especially later mm-hmm. in life, I don't much. And my papa has been, later in life, got really key on his health, especially with the health concerns he had. Mm-hmm. And he cut out salt completely in his diet.
Yeah.
And so much of the focus from my dad and I went to that. But one of the other things he did was cutting out some alcohol, because he was much more of a drinker than I was, mm-hmm. but sugar. And yeah, and oh, cool. especially this coming out of the holidays and everything, I was in my mid-30s before I thought about sugar in my liver. Mm-hmm. I'm being honest about this. I just didn't think about those yeah. things really and everything. And it was later that I got on that and, mm-hmm. and kind of keeping an eye on it. Whether it's salt, sugar, any of these things, yeah, they're great, but they pile up. It mm-hmm. adds up. And it's mm-hmm. important to be kind of counter that. We're fortunate that we have so many resources nowadays, not only on the ones you guys mentioned there, but the resources you guys are to be able to ask these questions of like, hey, I don't know, is yeah. it my liver that could use some help or something else coming out of this year? And again, starting a new year, it's a great way to start it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
It's totally like we always have a lot of people coming in about like cleanses, you know, new year cleanses, mm-hmm. liver health, kind of a good restart. And I think it's a good part of your body, you know, to kind of do a cleanse once or twice a year. Mm-hmm. New Year's is a great time kind of just to get back on track, get your body feeling good. I find after I finish some of these kind of shorter term cleanses that last a week or two, or do like some of these liver formulas, I can think a lot clearer. Yes. I'm not as bogged down. I have more clear energy.
Mm-hmm. And you're not craving certain foods yeah. sometimes too.
Because it breaks those cravings.
And
which is great.
Your patience. I feel like you yep. notice it in your patients too. Mm-hmm. Like I really do. It just trickles into so many things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, like Steven was kind of mentioning, there's other cleanses for all of the organs, not just the liver like we're talking about, that are really beneficial and great too.
Do you think we have time to talk about like yeah. weight loss and, mm-hmm. and that?
I focus? Mean, that's a big topic, but we could like squeeze it in a little bit.
Yeah, I think yeah. I think this is another fun one like to think about. It's a common thing, you know, New Year's people, they head back to the gym. Always a great idea. You get focused on, you know, maybe trying to lose some weight. And it's always tricky. There's a lot of products out there. I don't have a lot of trust in a lot of them. But there's a few that I think are really great. Terry Natural makes a product, like all of his products, that has a money-back guarantee. And this one is to help people that stress is causing weight gain. So we've talked about this on the radio, and we could come back to this topic again. But there's different things that contribute to weight gain. Thyroid health, stress, sleep. Sleep is often related to stress. I don't know, other hormones, diet and exercise. You know, there's a list of things. But stress is a really important one. And this is something I'll ask people because, you know, they always come in and they say, oh, I'm looking for something to boost my metabolism. And that sounds great. But, like, you know, like, we have to kind of get to the bottom. What's causing you to gain weight? And if it's stress, let's start there. Mm-hmm. Because you're going to not only lose weight, but you're also going to lose the stress or improve the stress.
Win-win.
And that's a win-win, and that's where you can really get results. So Terry's formula, which is also on sale, is called Cortisol Rescue. It's got a money-back guarantee, so here you go. You can try this to lose weight, and if you don't lose weight, you can bring it back and get your money back. But I think it's going to work for one thing or another for you, because the really cool thing about reducing cortisol, that's a hormone our body makes, in response to stress or trauma or whatever, it's important. You need cortisol, but you have to keep it in balance. And having chronic stress, being stressed all the time, your cortisol levels start to get high, and that can cause heart rate and blood pressure to go up, muscle tension, you get spikes in blood sugar, and your digestion slows down. You can imagine if you're being chased by a lion, like our ancestors may have been.
Yep.
Your body's going to be like, how do I dial in moving as fast as possible? Having my eyesight, you know, acute, like all these things you kind of do when you need to be, you know, a high stress situation. But what you don't need at that time is digestion. You don't need to focus on digesting food.
Yeah. Kind of the last thing you want.
Yeah, you don't need to worry about blood sugar. We need to pump all that blood sugar. Mm-hmm. We need to spike it so you can kind of, you know, do everything you need to do, you know, get away from the lion. So this basically is a product that helps you find that balance, because we're not being chased by lions, and stressed 24/7 is not healthy.
Yeah. We're stressed 24/7 instead of being chased by a lion just occasionally. Right.
When it we're talking about this, or we're talking about any New Year's resolutions, one of the main things that we see, and I've seen especially in article after article about how the people that succeed in these and the people that don't, is having a support system.
Absolutely.
And here you got one right in town, everybody. Yep. The Gang of Family Natural Foods wants to help you with whatever your resolution might be. And I guarantee they got something to help you with that. And to have that support system, that if I have a question, I got people I can go ask. And I don't have to call up a phone or, you know, ask a computer or something like that. I could talk to a real person about these things. Could be a big difference in you achieving your goals and not. I cannot stress that enough, only because it's such a great resource to have. Use the resource.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
The Gang of Family Natural Foods is waiting for you and your questions when it comes to those things, gang. We will send them to calling you at 423-3120. You can do that. You can, of course, direct message them on Facebook or Instagram. Be sure to follow them on those. And stop on by. Stop by with your questions. Sure. Check out some of these great things. They got great sales going on as well. Keep that in mind throughout the month of January. I know you guys love to kick off the year that way.
Yeah.
So make sure to stop by and find out more about those. And again, go on their social media and find out more of that way. Thanks so much for the time, you two. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Happy healthy New Year.
Yes, happy healthy New Year to you and yours as well. And visit our gang at Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. Find out more at their website, familynaturalfood.com, and be sure to follow them on social media. Buy local, support those that support this community. We'll come back with more Midday Magazine right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know, from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now,
that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Have you listened to Community Stories yet? The show that features voices from right here in our community? Well, for the month of January, you can catch up on podcasts of past episodes on our website at civicmedia.us. The show's going on vacation for a month, but Community Stories will return in February, tanned and well-rested. Okay, maybe not, but the stories will be fresh and engaging. Keep your dial tuned to WFHR for updates on the new schedule, guests, and stories from right here in our community.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Brittany Merlot. The 107th Wisconsin Legislative Session kicked off on Monday. Six new state senators and 31 new state representatives were sworn in as Wisconsin legislators during the opening session of the 2025-26 Wisconsin Legislature. The Senate has 18 Republicans and 15 Democrats. The Assembly has 54 Republicans and 45 Democrats. While Republicans still hold a majority, the margin is much closer than it has been in decades, meaning more bipartisan cooperation may be seen this session than in previous ones. And the U.S. Department of Agriculture announced it's awarding over $23 million to the state for 30 projects through the Resilient Food Systems Infrastructure Program, all to strengthen local food systems. Naysonville Dairy Cheese Plant in Marshfield currently processes 510 million pounds of milk per year from 171 central Wisconsin farms. Their new cold milk separator system, funded by the infrastructure grant, will allow them to process an estimated 25 million more pounds of milk each year into five new value-added products, including sweet cream. And the Wisconsin Food Hub Cooperative in Wapaka will build out its existing warehouse and trucking fleet, optimizing distribution routes to collaborate with and link together sub-hub or smaller on-farm and tribal aggregation initiatives across the state. This improvement will benefit an estimated 250 local and regional producers. The improved aggregation infrastructure will be used to focus distribution efforts to distressed communities, schools, and early childhood educational programs. Also, smaller-scale grocery and food service buyers. And as Old Man Winter still has a tight grip on us, Wisconsinites may find themselves paying extra for electricity and heating. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says there's ways to keep utility bills down. They say to lower your thermostat when leaving the house and keep shades open during the day to allow sunlight in to heat the home. I'm Brittany Merlot for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Demi Moore is getting rave reviews regarding her acceptance speech for her Best Actress Golden Globe. Moore won for her role in the film The Substance. She says the Golden Globe was the first award she had ever won for acting in her 45-year career. The actress says she was at a low point in her career when what she called an absolutely bonkers script came across her desk. She agreed to do the role, and the rest is, as they say, history. The holidays continue for Zendaya and Tom Holland. The couple, who have been dating since 2021, are reported to be engaged, according to TMZ. The couple shared the screen in three Spider-Man films, but typically do not walk the red carpet together. Holland says he was not with his fiancée at the Golden Globes, so she could enjoy her moment. Zendaya was nominated in the Best Actress category for the film Challengers. I think they will each make a great first spouse. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly cloudy and cold today, with high temperatures only reaching the upper teens. With partly cloudy skies tonight, we plummet to the single digits. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun, clouds, and warmer temperatures reaching the mid-20s. But light snow does move in by night. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 19.
Having low income can mean making tough choices, choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet, or help with medical needs. call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday will preview the nation's final farewell to former President Carter as his state funeral moves from the Capitol to the National Cathedral to Plains, Georgia.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Wednesday, January 8th, 2025. Have your host, James, here, and we're joined right now by our great friends from Encourage. I want to introduce first Kim Shields. Kim, always good to see you. Always good to talk with you.
Great to see you.
Thanks for being here, Kim. More with you in a moment. But we also want to introduce to our friends Wisconsin Rapids Area Habitat for Humanity. We have Guadalupe with us, Larry and Jim. I'll let you guys go ahead and introduce yourselves in a moment. But thank you very much for being here and bringing this topic to our audience. Kim, want to start with you, though, and get an update a little bit about Encourage and some of the matching donations that are going on.
Yes. So I just want to make sure to send a very special thank you to all of our community members and donors that have supported us during our 30th year and since we have begun. Last year, as I had mentioned several times, we were celebrating our 30th year, and we had an anonymous supporter that provided several match opportunities. And we are just so appreciative of the outpouring of support that we received from our community to match those donations. So a huge thank you to everyone. Those donations went to our Friends of Encourage Fund and really help us to do our work in the community. And we can't do our work without you. So thank you so, so much for those donations.
We got an amazing community, and more on that in a moment here and everything. But one of the most powerful things in this area in central Wisconsin is the idea of strangers helping strangers. Mm-hmm. And you see it so often. And these anonymous donations, they every time it gets you. It never does. Gets old. It's beautiful. And it also, in many ways, helps free up or helps initially, right straight up, the online scholarship applications. And
absolutely.
Those are open, Kim.
Absolutely. Yes, they are open. The application had opened mid-December, and the applications are being completed, which I'm so pleased to see. I actually talked with some Lincoln High School seniors yesterday, and we asked how many students had started their application, and about half in the room raised their hand, which was wonderful. They had some great questions and some specifics about scholarships themselves, the process. And one thing I told them was the scholarship applications are due on Friday, January 24th at 11:59 p.m. But don't wait until 11:59 p.m. to hit submit.
It's a good lesson to learn early.
Exactly. So start them now. We have a wonderful partnership with International Scholarship Tuition Services. It's a national organization. And ISTS has helped us with our online application. They have customer care staff available to answer questions as students may have while they're filling out their application. And so we really encourage those students to start early and reach out if they do have questions.
And wanted to, before we wrap up, touch on the bridge and the What If grants a little bit with
you. Yes, absolutely. With the new year, it's always a great time to talk about the different grant opportunities that we offer. We have a responsive process, so applications can be submitted at any time. They are for smaller grants, so grant requests up to $2,500. And the bridge grant is really intended for nonprofit tax-exempt organizations, kind of two purposes. If there's an unforeseen emergency or where a small amount can make a big difference. $2,500 is still a lot of money, sure. But when people have a need, it's often greater. So that's why we do say small amount. We also have our What If grants, and that's really for resident-led projects. Three unrelated individuals, they have a great idea, want to see something happen in their community, join forces.
Do you have any examples of that, Kim? Just possibly, just out of thin air, just anything that stands out, maybe.
Yeah. So one of our recent examples was Science by the River. So that just happened in October. And residents, general residents, also people from the UW Extension, connected with Clean Green Action Committee. And we had this wonderful event that happened this fall. So that's a great example.
Already have had people coming in talking about next year's and what to expect and everything. Like, it's become that popular already.
That's wonderful.
It's really cool. Yeah.
Wonderful. A recent example for a bridge grant application is affiliated with our guests here today for Habitat for Humanity. They had, costs of cabinet flooring, equipment, supplies. We all know that they were increasing, mm-hmm. and they were working on their recent home builds and had a need to help support the increased mm-hmm. costs. And so we were able to come in with a bridge grant and award $2,500 to help offset those fees. So we're just so appreciative to have that flexibility to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're going to talk with the gang from the Habitat, from our local Habitat for Humanity right now. Thanks to you, Kim, and I appreciate that bringing them in. And this is such a... I want people to keep in mind with this conversation, anytime we talk with Kim and Encourage, this is one example.
Yes.
This is one example of the many, many ways that Encourage is impacting our community, helping our community. This is the tip of the iceberg, and it's a strong tip, and it's a very important tip. But so many of the times we have people come in, I can't help but sit here and think in the middle of the conversation, well, this is one thing we're talking about,
right,
of the so many things that Encourage does. And again, we appreciate you and your team over there, Kim, but we can't do it without this community.
Absolutely.
Thank you. That also sticks to what we're talking about here with Habitat for Humanity. We're going to get into some conversation about that. But before we do, I'd like to introduce our guests. If you all wouldn't mind going down the line here and introducing yourselves to the community and how you're associated with Habitat for Humanity.
Yes. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, James. I'm Guadalupe Ansel, and I'm president of our local Habitat.
James, Kim, thanks for having us. I'm Larry Turba. I'm the treasurer of Wisconsin Rapids Area Habitat.
And I'm Jim Chase. I'm also on the board, and I'm the volunteer coordinator for Habitat.
Appreciate you all being here, especially you, Jim. I will not forget your name. It's a great name. Guadalupe, thank you again for being here as well. Talking about great names, you got just the best name in the room. I'm sorry, but you do. The name Habitat for Humanity is something that stands out. And I think that at this point in time, most people know about the organization, but I don't know that they know the organization, that they know the inner workings and the details of it, the logistics of it and everything. I want to talk about that, the mission of it. If I could start, one of my favorite lines I've ever heard in TV, buy land, God ain't making any more of it. It's a great line, but it's also very factual. And it speaks to the importance and what it means as a human being to own land, to own your own home, to have somewhere to hang your hat. It's one of the oldest things in history, in human existence. But it's something that, as time has gone on, has become harder and harder for individuals to have, to achieve. My mom and dad were in, the kids were all out of the house. They're in their late 40s, early 50s when they owned their first home. And it's something that was difficult, but boy, when it happened, it's something that they've owned their own home for almost 20 years now. And it's something they still revel in and pride in. We came from the projects. We came from apartment buildings that barely had walls to them and everything. For them to own their own house, their own land, it's something that I guarantee right now they're still taking pride in and enjoyment in. It's something that almost every individual, I would say every individual, deserves and deserves a right to feel. That's all well and good, but for decades and decades, we never had anything to really help individuals that were in those situations. Then Habitat for Humanity came around, and I want to start right there with you guys. And what who founded Habitat for Humanity and what the mission of it is?
All right. great question, James. Well, there were two gentlemen, and one of them was named Millard Fuller, and he was a lawyer and a businessman. And his friend, Dr. Clarence Jordan, he was a scholar and a farmer. And just like your family, they looked at their community in Americus, Georgia, and they knew that there was a problem, and it was substandard housing in their community. So these two people got together and did a what-if conversation.
Awesome.
Yeah, they did a what-if conversation. And they said, what if we set up a program where we lend people money to buy a house at zero interest, a zero interest loan? What would that do for people? So they got together with other community members, churches especially, and they formed what was called the Partnership Housing and Fund for Humanity. And it was a no-profit, no-interest loan program. for people in need who could apply for affordable, decent housing, because that's what they noticed. Substandard housing, people need something better. So Fuller established this idea, and he wondered, what if I took this to a different continent? So he went to Africa. He went to Zaire and moved his family there and decided to set up the same model there and established Habitat for International there. It wasn't called Habitat for International. It was just known as the Partnership Housing and Fund for Humanity at the time. But with the help of the churches and other organizations, he was able to successfully set up the Fund for Habitat in that part of the world. And it still continues to this day. And so in 1976, he returned home, and he decided to change the name to Habitat for Humanity. And it really became a movement of love in action with the mission to provide families in need with the opportunity to apply for and purchase affordable housing. And so today, 50 states in the United States, plus Washington, D.C. and Puerto Rico, have a Habitat for Humanity, and there are 70 countries worldwide that have a Habitat for Humanity international organization.
What one idea can do, you know, but one thought, one idea, and the see-through of that idea, and to branch it out, to evolve it, to take it to other places and everything. There's so many different topics we could talk about that have impacted our world. Few have done what this has done.
Right.
It's remarkable what this has done and what it's done even locally on local levels to many people out there listening in maybe other areas and such. And I'm curious about our own, Guadalupe. Who founded the local Habitat for Humanity in our area, and how has that mission changed?
Well, the mission hasn't really changed, but it's interesting how this was set up. The local affiliate known as Wisconsin Rapids Area Habitat for Humanity was founded in 1992, and at that time there were a group of community residents who were taking and participating in the Chamber of Commerce community leadership classes. And the leadership classes then asked the groups, okay, think of something that you want to do for this community. And a smaller group then decided, let's do a Habitat for Humanity affiliate in our area. And so those members took on the ambitious role to raise the funds to build affordable houses in our area. And as we know, raising funds is not an easy task. Mm-hmm. But to date, our local Habitat has built 20 houses, with the last house being sold just this past November 2024. And the first house having been built in 1994. So over 30 years ago, it was established by this group.
That's amazing. Just amazing. I'm speechless. That's amazing. I knew those numbers coming into the conversation, and just hearing you say them, it's still just, that's wonderful. What role does the Wisconsin Rapids Area Habitat for Humanity board play in building a Habitat house, Guadalupe?
Well, we are an all-volunteer board. None of us that serve on the board receive any compensation for our services. There are some affiliates in the United States that do have administrators and staff that are paid, but we are an all-volunteer board. And each one of us, Larry is our treasurer, Jim is our volunteer coordinator, and we have other members. We have, what are we, 11 members?
Yep.
12 members? We are 12 members, and so all of us participate in committees. We work with our committees to decide how we're going to manage the funds, how we're going to find a family, and how are we going to build this next home. Mm-hmm. And the board does focus mainly on raising funds and managing for construction, and it just amazes me how we, as a group, this small group of people, can go from the ground up, a stick home, and build it into a beautiful dream.
It's really amazing, and it's some of the better work going on in our communities. Thank you for that, Guadalupe, especially that breakdown. And I appreciate this conversation so much. One of the things that Terry John, CEO of United Way, and I talk so much about is transparency and how much so many people out there want to be a part of things, want to volunteer, donate to things, but there's this hesitancy that exists. And I think that's understandable. That's why we encourage you to ask questions and why we have conversations like this, where we're letting people look by the man behind the curtain and all of that, and seeing what there is. And I think that not only can that encourage people more empathy and more people to be involved, but I think it's just interesting. I think it's fascinating, like you say, that a board of people, individuals can come together, come up with these things, get to where we are, and we'll talk with Jim and Larry more about the detail, the logistics of this, to the point where somebody's getting a home. Somebody, yes. A life is changing, yes. And not just a life, but possibly generations can change from that. A handed down house to the next kids and things like that. There's no words that you can put on something like that, how that can change a family and how that can change a community. That is one more family that is up on its feet, that is putting back into its community, paying taxes, doing certain things. It all ties together. It all adds up. It's a beautiful domino effect that can happen from just those board meetings, just those conversations.
Right. And at Habitat, we always say people don't want a handout. They want and deserve a hand up.
Mm-hmm. Well said. And dignity, you know, the dignity that comes with something like this. And just getting into a little bit more of the logistics of it, we're going to talk to you, Larry, a little bit. And Larry, what are the qualifications of becoming a Habitat Partner family?
Sure. Well, first of all, you need to be a Southwood County resident for the past 2 years. You need to be renting a home or apartment that has some significant deficiencies. Maybe the heating system's not working, or you have electrical problems, structural issues, anything that can make the home difficult to live in. Or possibly it's too small. It's an inadequate number of bedrooms for the size of your family. And the other thing that we have is we deal mostly with low to moderate income families. You have to have a household income that's less than 60% of county median. So, for example, if you have a family of four, the income has to be $52,000 or less.
You know, there's a saving factor in that. And unfortunately, we learned this through the housing crisis and some of those things and everything when they were just handing out loans to people that couldn't pay them. That didn't help anybody. That just put people back in the same spot. Having this caveat there is really helping a lot of the communities, a lot of the families out there. It's not keeping anybody from anything. It's not putting them in a position that they can't succeed in. I think it's a really smart key part of this that doesn't get brought up often, I think, but it's a noteworthy thing. Thank you for mentioning that.
Very true. We don't want to put them in a situation that's untenable for
mm-hmm.
them.
What is the application process like?
Well, you can go out to our website, download an app, and complete it, or you can email us, call us. We'll send you an app in the mail. After you've completed the app, we do the initial financial review to make sure that you do qualify under the standards we just talked about. Qualified applicants at that point, we have our family selection committee go to their home and do a in-home interview with them to get to know the family, make sure that family is qualified from the other aspects of their current living situation, and that there would be a good partner for us in building a new home.
Hmm. And what is the purchasing process like, Larry?
Well, first of all, they partner with us to build the home. It's a partnership. And we sell the home to them at our cost. I think, James, there's kind of a misconception about Habitat that we give them the home, and that's not at all the case. We sell the home to them at our cost. Now, the savings for them is really with our wonderful volunteers. None of our volunteer hours are charged to the homeowner. It's all free to them. So that really helps keep the cost a little bit lower, although, as you know, the housing costs have risen pretty dramatically. Yeah. So we do everything we can to make the house affordable for the family. And then we also provide a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage at no interest. So they make payments to us to repay the cost of the home over 30 years. And then we also have an escrow so that they can escrow for their taxes and insurance, just like any of the rest of us that have a mortgage. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very similar to that, except the 0%.
It's a great breakdown. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate the time and appreciate what you're putting into this very much. And Jim, I wanted to talk with you a little bit about the volunteering part of this.
Okay, the volunteers are the main part of our whole project. Yeah. We partner with contractors. We have a plumbing contractor, electrical contractor, HVAC and excavator and cement contractor. And then we provide all the work for the actual building of the house. Typically, our guys work between 8 and 1 o'clock. Most of us are retired. I've got 32 on my list right now, of which we typically have between 6 and 12 that show up each day for the build site.
And for those thinking about volunteering with this, a good commitment, but not an overwhelming commitment, you know, which I think would be surprising to some people out there. But this is something that you can be a part of and doesn't necessarily it take away your, you know, whole month or something like that. I think that that's a cool part of this.
Right. The guys can work 1 hour a day or they can work the full 4 or 5 hours a day. We don't have any, you know, any time set. We have a lot of fun on the build site, and part of that is the guys really take ownership of the house. They enjoy being part of this project. They enjoy being part of the concept, and like I say, we just have a lot of fun. We put in, I think, 2,300 hours on the last house that we built. So typically a house is 50% labor, 50% materials. Mm-hmm. So we provide the labor part of it. And then we also get the homeowners involved, too, to put in hours as well to help us out.
Which is such a cool part of this, too. And really, the volunteers are such the heart of this. They really are. While you guys on the board do such amazing work and everything, and really the brains of so many of these things, our volunteers are such the heart of this, and greatly appreciate them. And look for more volunteers to be a part of this in the future, as we look to the future. And we hope to this organization to grow, make more houses, all of these things we can do with our communities and our individuals out there. As we wrap up, do you mind touching on what is in store? What are some of the needs for the Habitat for Humanity? What are things we can do to help the future of this organization?
Well, James, our goal is truly to make the home as affordable as possible for the family, as Larry mentioned. And to do that, we do need to keep the cost of labor and materials as cost-effective as possible. And so I think our big-ticket items, as Jim just mentioned, are the contractors. And if we could find contractors that would, you know, give us a good deal or even donate their time and labor, that would be so appreciative. When Glenn Knorr was owner of the Valley Concrete or Concrete Valley, he generously donated the concrete for the projects. So something like that will bring the cost down for the family. Even donating gift cards to us to purchase building materials, expensive things like showers for the homes are, you know, sometimes really increase the cost. But if we can keep that cost down for the family, it makes it more affordable for them. We are very appreciative of any donation, really. I mean, we had a woman who gave us $10. And how can you put a price on that generosity?
Yeah.
You just can't. The value of that $10 is amazing.
Do you have another Habitat House planned?
Yes, we do.
All right.
We've already, Jim and the volunteers have already started working on that.
Yeah, our present house is located on 21st Avenue South, just south of Grand. We started in December. We spent a couple days over there starting to brush out the area and get it ready. We're probably going to break ground sometime early spring.
Very cool.
On building the house through the summer.
I come from a construction family. My father, my grandfather, so many of us worked in construction our whole lives. And it was about a month or so ago, I took my dad driving around town a little bit, looking at some of the buildings that he's worked on, because even 20 years later, he's still taking pride in a lot of that. This is something that our whole community can do that with. We can all be a part of this. We can all take pride in these buildings, whether it is donating dollars, where they're volunteering and being a part of things, picking up a hammer and showing up down there. These are the kind of ways that you can be a part of this too, everybody, and encourage you to. And if people do want to be a part of things in any of these ways, Guadalupe, how can they do that? What is some contact information for Habitat for Humanity?
Well, our voicemail telephone number is 715-422-1925. Our website is wrahfh.org, and our email address is webmaster@wrahfh.org.
Greatly appreciate the time, and even more appreciate everything you guys and your board.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Mattner and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, next up for the Packers, they take on the Eagles. What are their chances heading into the playoffs? We talk to Paul Noonan from the Acme Packing Company. Don't miss it.
Mattner on air, weekday mornings at 11. Earl Ingram.
The Republicans and Donald Trump want to impose tariffs. They say it's going to bring in $2.7 trillion.
That's what they say when they're trying to justify a tax reduction. Those broad tariffs are not good for the average American.
You know, Sandy, I'm not a guy that knows anything about calculus and any of those things, but I do know how to add and subtract. They're adding to the national debt.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News special report. Several wildfires are burning out of control in Southern California. Two people have been killed. This man, James, watched homes burn as he evacuated down the Pacific Coast Highway.
Power poles lit on fire because two houses went. And then once the embers blew and caught these telephone poles, the telephone poles went onto the houses also.
Ryan Hill is still waiting for word on the restaurant he manages in the Pacific Palisades.
We don't have confirmed condition of our building, but we are told that it's still there. Unfortunately, most of the Palisades is not.
Earlier, President Biden was in Santa Monica getting a briefing from fire officials. National Security spokesman John Kirby.
It was important for the president while he was there to make it clear to the people of Southern California how diligently our government and our administration is going to support their firefighting efforts, but also their recovery efforts when the fire has finally been subdued.
Those strong winds could last late into the night. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Wallace.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9.